NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Shawnee Mission Northwest student has died after collapsing during an off-season football practice. KCTV reports that 15-year-old Ovette Gomez Relegado was taken in critical condition to the hospital Wednesday. The school district sent out an email to students and family yesterday announcing his death. The Kansas City Royals are quietly evaluating a potential new site for a baseball stadium, Washington Square Park, between Union Station and Crown Center. Mayor Quentin Lucas and other officials have remained in talks with the Royals to keep the team in Kansas City, Missouri. Lucas says the city would consider ways to pay for a new ballpark without putting it to a public vote.
I don't think, however, that means that there is no public engagement, that there aren't public meetings, that there isn't a truly public process.
Jackson County, Missouri voters overwhelmingly rejected a measure in April renewing a stadium sales tax for the Royals and Chiefs. In response, the Kansas legislature passed a financing package aimed at luring both teams across the state line. Kansas farmers have faced higher prices to produce meat in recent years thanks to inflation. And because of the time it takes to raise cattle, the effects of drought and price surges are felt years after they occur. Agriculture economist Glenn Tosser says Kansas farmers rarely make more money when beef prices increase.
It's about $200 more per cow to run a cow-calf operation today than it was before the pandemic.
Tosser says with commodity prices increasing, land prices increase. That puts pressure on farmers who rent land, which proportionally impacts young farmers. But inflation is expected to decline this fall, and a study from Kansas State Research and Extension predicts farmers' incomes will bounce back this year after a good harvest. A look at the KPR forecast for today. Sunny skies and warm with highs getting up to around 90 degrees. Light winds from the north. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers tomorrow. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Tropical Storm Debbie has come and gone. But inland towns far from the Florida coast are still cleaning up and recovering. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Sunny skies, warm today, highs around 90 degrees with light winds from the north. Highs in the mid-80s for tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 74 degrees in Atchison.
I'm Giles Snyder with these headlines. Pennsylvania's status as a key swing.
25 years ago, actor Haley Joel Osment started a movie called The Sixth Sense, and he delivered this iconic line.
I see dead people.
But he says there's a deeper layer to the movie that goes beyond the plot twists.
This is a movie about communication, not a movie about ghosts, and that's where I think the real horror and emotion comes from.
I'm Adrian Ma. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings. Directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday, in a cemetery in New York City, a group of mourners gathers to grieve and weave and knit, crochet, processing loss through Collective Crafting. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPER. Some people say that soundbites and political ads determine elections. On Kansas Public Radio, we reject that. Here you'll hear more than soundbites. You'll hear background and context, thoughtful reporting, analysis, and insightful commentary. KPR provides the information you use to decide how to cast your ballot. Go to kansaspublicradio.org and pledge your support today for the news you depend on. You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen to us online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And then join us later this evening for Live at Green Lady Lounge. Today, a couple of Kansas City's great guitarists are in the spotlight on Live at Green Lady. Guitar Elation celebrates the magic of jazz guitar and organ jazz in one dangerously powerful quartet with guitarist Danny Embry and Brian Baggett. Join us for Guitar Elation on Live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, highs around 90, highs in the mid-80s for tomorrow.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz.
.org. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies and warm today with highs around 90 degrees, light winds from the north. It's 76 in Atchison, 78 in Chanute, 78 in Lawrence, 78 degrees in Topeka. This is KPER.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Adrian Ma, that's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. The Germans have a word for secondhand embarrassment, from Schumann. Today, the Moth Radio Hour has stories that may have you blushing on our storytellers' behalves. Wince-worthy moments from the halls of academia to a foreign train station. And a reminder to always check who you're emailing before you hit send. The Moth Radio Hour, today at 5 o'clock on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
for her presidency, including her much-anticipated economic agenda. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday morning for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 o'clock. Your hosts Monday morning, A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And in 20 minutes coming up, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday, August 25th in downtown Lawrence. More at fiddpick.org. Sunny skies and warm for whatever you've got planned for today. We're expecting highs around 90 degrees, light winds from the north. Sunny for tomorrow, humid with highs in the mid-80s. We've got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. It's 80 degrees in Emporia, 80 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR.
And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Before he died,
democracy and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies throughout the KPR listening area, although it is cloudy up in Atchison right now. Highs today around 90 degrees, light winds from the north. 79 and cloudy in Atchison, 82 in Emporia, 81 and sunny in Lawrence.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne.
My endless love always comes to an end. In the cycle I spin like Michael Jackson, moonwalking.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Later today on Kansas Public Radio, join us for Live at Green Lady Lounge. Guitar Elation celebrates the magic of jazz guitar and organ jazz. Join guitarist Denny Embry and Brian Baggett on Guitar Elation on Live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and hot today, highs around 90 degrees.
Guests at a concert. It's Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Can't wait to hear that story. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. The Germans have a word for secondhand embarrassment, from Shaman. Today, the Moth Radio Hour has stories that may have you blushing on our storytellers' behalves, from the halls of academia to a foreign train station. That's on the Moth Radio Hour, today at 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Ding.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne there on YouTube. Send it to somebody you know. Got a lot more video coming. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. Sunny skies this afternoon. We're looking for highs around 90 degrees. It's 85 in Emporia, 84 in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. This is KPR. When you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that Kansas Public Radio is here for you day in and day out. You can be here for KPR in the same way. Support Kansas Public Radio with your ongoing monthly gift and feel great knowing that every time you turn to KPR, you're a part of making that happen. Become a sustaining member today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
One thing I didn't know about delivering mail, you're not supposed to walk down to the sidewalk after each house.